So as we enter this meditative sequence, initially we just bring our awareness towards our breath. Breath flows in and out through the nasal passages. Just let it be a physical process to begin. Spine tall, shoulders relaxed, chin is level. Drawing the breath into the low belly. The beautiful thing about yoga and just the meditative process is that even the simplest of physical engagements can change your whole psychic constitution. And ultimately that's what we're after in a meditative practice, transformation of mind from narrow to vast, from small to cosmic. So as you just notice that very simple process of breathing, of inhalation and exhalation, also take note and witness what might be happening to your psychic constitution. You can think of it as mental wavelengths or tranquility or ease of mind. So just take a few moments to breathe. As we investigate this further, we'll find we have the inhalation, drawing the breath in. Then now retain that breath, hold it within. This is your stage of Kumbhak. And exhale, Rechak. And so as you gauge deeper into your breathing patterns, start to lengthen the duration of the retention of breath and the exhalation. So you got a three-step breathing pattern, inhale, retention, exhale, and just start to lengthen the duration of the two latter limbs of your breath, and just explore that for yourself for a bit. And then just let the breath flow easy as is comfortable for you. Just as the observer cannot recognize the beauty, inherent value of a piece of art without taking a moment to let the mind take in that scene in a quiet way. Similarly, the whole meditative endeavor is based on a sense of witnessship of being able to experience a more quiet version of our own selves. With each and every step, we just want to create a new baseline of ease, of introversion of mind. And then we can open up and see this whole world that is unfolding within us. Let's bring a vision into the mind. The movie screen of the mind is known as the citta in Sanskrit. Every mind has a movie screen. When we think of something, we flash the memory. Where did I lose my car keys? Immediately the car keys come into mind, or your school books, or whatever it may be. So open up that movie screen, and whatever natural scene cultivates a sense of beatitude and peace for you. It might be a single blade of grass. It might be the outstretched wings of a bird across the great plains. Just create a very gentle, natural scene in your mind and give it full color and embellishment. Use the breath to perfectly paint and create that scene in the mind. Slowly let that scene dissipate from your vision, but hold on the inner essence and stillness and absorb that whole kinder, more gentle vibration into your mental being, into who you are. And just let your whole mind become saturated with that sense of peace and calmness and belonging as you lengthen your respirations. Gently draw your right hand up and touch just at your heart chakra. It's your heart chakra is right where you think your heart chakra would be. It's right around the solar plexus, or it's called the Anahat Chakra in Sanskrit. And then relax the hands. Let the hands come back down. And just that touch sensation is enough to help direct the mind to that spot. And on the inhale, just draw in all the sweetness of life right into your own heart. and exhale out. Whatever you deem to be the most sweet, whether it be flowers or smiles or joy, psychic or physical, just draw the breath deep in. And then coming on up one chakra to the throat chakra or the Vishuddha chakra. Just breathe deep into that space. It's right where you think the throat chakra would be. And with your intuitional vision, you can find the exact spot. This is the point where we can bring sweetness and melodious sounds into this world. So long as the chakra, so long as our mind, it's really a mental point, is clean and pure. So just breathe and purify that spot. Drawing the right thumb up and touching the spot between the eyebrows, known as the Trikuti point. Just touch to that spot and then draw the hand down into lap once again. And let all your whole point of mental awareness just sit on that front edge of mind, that doorstep to the mind, that pathway to the inner world. Like a perfect funnel, channelize all those disparate thoughts to that one singular point. And have the mind sit in that one location, still, gentle, in a state of equipoise. And get your gaze focused ever more inwards. And then start to backpedal, finding the most central or nuclear point of your mind. It's purely an individual intuitional journey to the center, the essence of who you are. Find that spot. This innermost point is the touchstone of the human personality. Stilling the mind there allows us to transcend and go beyond, to connect with each and every star and spectacle in this grand cosmos. So in a way that feels most natural to you, just link up your unit breath with the greater cosmic breath, your unit pulsation with the greater universal pulsation. If you like, drawing all the luminescence of the stars into your own mind with each and every inhale, let that saturate your inner existence, and then exhale that same effulgence back out across the cosmos. Any type of ideation, any type of endeavor that suits you, that complements your mental endeavor, and that's how you'll culminate this first meditative practice. With each and every respiration, cultivate the longing to discover and experience what would it be like to truly be one with the universe. All worries washed away, and just a sense of deep, deep joy and peace within. On the next inhalation, draw both the palms together, thumbs up to the Trikuti point, honoring that whole psychic sanctuary, that mystic endeavor to find the link between unit and cosmic, and to feel a sense of peace and joy inside and out, and then gently drawing the hands down to the heart, always knowing that each and every human being in this universe is united through the consistent flow of human heart. Internally, we say Namaskar.